Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio this morning to talk, we're going to talk first about Sitka High School swimming, then about some volleyball in just a moment. Coach Robbie Jarvell of the Sitka High Wolves swim team is here, and Spencer Combs is also here. And I better stop talking and let you talk, Robbie, before I get in this hole any deeper. How did you guys meet this past weekend? Sitka did pretty well.
Yeah, we were here at home and hosted Craig High School and Thunder Mountain High School from Juneau. It was a good weekend. We came off an off weekend, and kids were fired up, and they always like to swim in front of their parents and friends and family and their peers from school. So, yeah, it was a very successful weekend here in Sitka.
Spencer, is that true? Is there a home field advantage in swimming?
Yeah, I believe so. Sleeping in your own bed, not housing out, definitely gives you a good advantage.
All right. Spencer, you're a junior this year.
Yeah.
How are the boys shaping up this year? You guys are putting some pretty fast times up.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We have two top relay times in the state right now, two of the three relays, and we have won every meet we've been to for the boys.
Okay, and you guys took the 200 medley relay, top time in the state so far, and a 400 freestyle relay, top time. Robbie, I know in the past you've sometimes want to keep your cards close to your chest. Are you by putting your guys out there in these, you know, logging these times, are you just setting yourself up as the team to beat?
I mean, it's hard to say. You know, you go through the whole season, and, you know, it comes down to that weekend at state and what they can do, and it's, you know, we're not trying to hide anything. You know, everybody that does their homework pretty much knows which teams and schools in the state have for their relays. So, I mean, we mix it up, and each weekend that we do compete, we, you know, we'll put a couple together and work on it. But, you know, every relay has an A and B relay with the size of boys team we have. So, you know, we're taking splits from all of it, and, you know, you have to qualify all three relays. And if you swim two events, that means you can only swim two relays. So there's a lot of strategy and chess game that go into that, but there's really nothing to hide. You know, we got second last year at state, and we graduated one, so it's everyone knows what's going on.
All right. Spencer, are you worried about peaking too soon?
Not too much. We've just been working really hard in practice, getting ready for taper and state that's coming up in about a month.
All right. Robbie, let's talk a minute about the girls. This has got to be something that keeps you smiling.
Yes, it's this year we have 9 girls on the team. Again, you know, they're a young group. We do have some upperclassmen that have been doing this for a while and that are great leaders, Megan Reed and Maddie Chadwick. Maddie is our only senior girl, and Megan's a junior. But those young girls have, you know, two good role models to look up to, and Maddie and Megan individually are doing right what they need to do. And all three girls' relays this weekend made the top 16 list in the state. They're right about in the middle of the bunch, 11th, 12th, 13th. So the top 8 go to state, so that's kind of the girls' goal, is to, you know, qualify those relays for state, and we haven't done that in, you know, a handful of years. So that would be a great accomplishment for the ladies' team to get a few of those relays to state.
Nice. Spencer, who are your teammates on your relay teams?
Our core relay is me, RJ Miller, Carl Brenner, and Louis Belay.
Okay. And do you bring in anybody else for the free or the medley?
Since we can't all swim every relay at state, we can only swim 2 events and 2 relays. We're going to bring in the next top times from those splits we've been testing every meet.
Okay. All right. So, Robbie, you're taking this weekend off, but the weekend after is your first meet, where it's not the regional meet, but it's the first time all the schools will be in the pool together.
It's this year, swimming kind of changed its schedule, and we've been doing tri-meets where each weekend, you know, there'll be 2 separate locations with 3 schools and sometimes 4 with Metlakatla in the mix. But we're going to Thunder Mountain in 2 weeks, and all 7 schools will be there. So it'll be a good invite and a good trial run. It's about 2 weeks out from the regional meet, so everyone will get to see everyone one last time before we head to regionals down in Ketchikan.
And then after regionals in Ketchikan, it's boom, right off to state.
Yeah, we'll get home Saturday night, and then we'll leave again Wednesday night to go up to state to swim Friday and Saturday.
Okay, I have a very good feeling about this. I hope for the best for you guys. Well,
thank you very much. They've been working hard.
And we better let Olivia say hi. She's been so good. She said, hi, Olivia. There. Oh, she's...
Thank you.
Enjoy the shyness while you can, yes. Robbie. It won't last. Thanks a lot, Spencer, for coming in. Spencer Combs is a junior swimming for Sitka High. Robbie Jarvel is the head coach for the Sitka High Wolves swim team. We're going to bring in a couple of volleyball players, Zadie Allen and Hannah McCarty. We're up in... Zadie, you were up in Anchorage this past weekend?
Yep.
Right? And it was a... tournament?
Yeah, it was a tournament, and there were five schools there.
And how did it go?
It went pretty good. We won three and lost one.
Okay. Hannah, how did you feel about the team's performance?
The team performed pretty well. We beat we played pool play, and so the ending, we ended up beating the first place team the way the scores came out. So mm-hmm. It was kind of a weird situation, but we played pretty well as a team.
Okay. I was coming back on the plane Sunday. I saw the Lady Braves head coach Rich Calkins on the plane, and I guess his girls were on the plane as well. Did Edgecombe compete at the same tournament with you guys? Okay, so they were playing elsewhere. You guys are seniors both, right?
Yeah.
And a new head coach this year. How's it working out?
It's going good. We all really like him, and he's a great coach. Of course, we miss Amy Jo too, but
right,
he's awesome.
So. Yeah. Coach Suarez was assistant coach for a couple years before becoming head coach, or is this?
No, it's a different coach. The assistant coach, Kurt, is still assisting, but Rob is totally new.
Okay. And has he brought in a different style of play at all?
Senior? Yeah, definitely really different.
Yeah. What are you guys doing differently now? Oh, you can't say?
No.
We do a 6-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Amy Jo did a 5-1, I think. So that's really different.
And a 6-2 means that you have two setters?
Yeah. Okay. And three front row and two back row.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that based on personnel, or is it just sort of a different coaching style?
I think it's just his coaching style that he, and I think it's worked pretty well. It's definitely
seemed
different.
To work good.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been gone for a while, but the last time I hosted this interview, there was an Edgecombe volleyball player, Denali, who was, I think she was over 6 feet tall. Does Sitka have anything, a front line, anything close to that?
Or Our tallest is probably Stefania Petruski and Laurel Rashik.
And they're 5'9".
So,
So you guys kind of have to kind of go more towards sort of the athletic kind of play, I would guess.
Yeah.
All right. Do you spend a lot of time on the floor? Lots of digs and things?
I do. I'm a back row player. Right. So most of my time is spent digging. But
where are you, Zadie?
I'm a setter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you all? Is there going to be any more home games between now and regionals?
There is. There's going to be. We go to Juneau next weekend this weekend for Jive, and then Valdez and Thunder Mountain come to play us, and then.
I think we have Edgecombe home games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our senior night is October 24th against Edgecombe.
Okay, so is that going to be another home-and-home series where you'll go over there and play and then they'll come over?
Yes, I think they are.
I think it's 1 week we go over there to play, and then the next week they come to play us so that they have their senior night and then we have our senior night.
All right.
But I'm not sure.
All right. Well, that'll be something to look forward to, some great sort of local conference action for plus some... You guys are getting a lot of play against teams from outside the region, too. That's got to be good.
Good practice.
Yeah. Definitely different from years past.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Zadie Allen is a senior on the Sitka High Lady Wolves volleyball team. Hannah McCarty is also a senior. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Time now is 8:29.